Hey guys, what is going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Hope you guys are doing well, man. I have been struggling a whole lot. My family has a little touch of pneumonia. My wife and my little girl had the worst part of it. I just have basically a bunch of sinus congestion, sinus infection, but I don't have, like, it's not in my chest like it is with my wife and my little girl. So it's been rough, man. I mean, first of the season's here, spring rush is kind of approaching. We're really not in the spring rush yet, so that's like the only thing kind of saving me. But last week, man, I mowed Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was trying to take care of the girls, watch the girls, all that stuff, while my wife was taking kids to the doctor and taking herself to the doctor and all that stuff. And so it was, man, it was a challenge. She's been struggling a lot. I think today is the first day I feel like it's a little bit of a turnaround and hopefully going in the right direction. And so be praying for her, be praying for my girls. My oldest had it first and then gave it to my wife. And both of them went to the doctor, said they have a little touch of pneumonia. And my youngest little girl, she's starting to get symptoms now. Every day, I get a few more symptoms. It's really weird. There's, like, so many symptoms with this thing. It's just crazy. It's like nothing makes sense. It's very weird. So we've been dealing with that, man. And yesterday, or I take that back, I should say, go back to Friday. Friday, I got out there, did a little bit of work. Actually did a lot of work because I was off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I tried to catch back up on Friday, worked till like 9 o'clock at night. Saturday worked till about, let's see, what time was it? 7:30 or so. And then Sunday, which was yesterday, let's see, what time did I get in yesterday? It was a little earlier, maybe 6:30 or 7 in the evening. And so it's been rough, man. It's been rough for us, but trying to provide for the family, pay the bills, trying to take care of the family there, and just trying to be there for them and help them out if they need anything. And so it's just been a struggle. That's part of the lawn care business, you know, running your own business, especially if you're a small company and doing the things, doing like 99% of the things on your own, which I'm doing about 110% of the things on my own, solo company again this year. But anyways, just telling you all that because that's what I'm going through right now. My name's Cameron. I run a lawn care business here locally. I've been doing it for the past 22 years. And on this podcast, man, I just try to share with you like what's real, what's going on, what I'm struggling with, things that maybe I overcome, and just share that with you guys. Maybe those guys that are new to the business starting out, or maybe the guys that have been in the business for a while and they just need to be like, man, so I'm not the only one struggling with this or that or whatever right now. It's good to know, man. It's good to know. It can be a lonely path being an entrepreneur and doing your own thing, especially if you don't have team members and you don't have crews and you're out there just grinding, going at it. It's hard for people to relate and understand if they don't run a lawn care business or if they're not an entrepreneur, because if you're just doing the regular 9-to-5, completely different mentality, completely different things you got to deal with, and only the strong survive in the entrepreneurial world. You know, if you're running your own business, only the strong survive. If you're weak, if you got a weak mentality, eventually it'll just eat away at it, and you know, that's why most businesses fail. You know, they can't handle it. They can't handle the pressure, the workload, the stress, whatever it is. A lot of people aren't built for running a business. Hold on one second. I've got some green tea, man. I made some hot green tea. Excuse me, before I left the house. I got to take a little bit of this, drink a little bit of this, because my throat's, I can already feel it. All right, guys, so maybe that'll help a little bit. I'm getting low on it, man. I've already drank most of it. So anyways, that's kind of what we're struggling with, dealing with. I did work, like I said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today's Monday, getting out early. It's 8 o'clock. I'm moving a little slow since I've worked 3 hard days in a row, and since I'm not feeling 100%. Yesterday, I actually just let the robot mower. I've got the Wright ZK autonomous mower. I let it just do its thing while I sit on the picnic table and just relax for a minute. Just like, man, I just got to relax for a little bit and let this mower do its thing. And then when it finished up, I got out there, before it finished up, mowing this big open area, I got out there with the string trimmer, and I started trimming around everything, curbs, obstacles along the driveway, sidewalks, up around the building, all that. So, yeah, that's what I ended up doing, man. Yesterday, it was rough. Excuse me. So, today, man, I don't know. There's just seems like a lot going on. The more I'm on social media, the more I just want to turn it off. I just went to turn the switch and just not be on there at all. There's a lot of good stuff on there, but there's a lot of negative stuff, bad stuff, just a lot of drama and all this stuff that I really have no time for. So I'll go through spurts, and specifically in November, after like posting all season, you post for the Quip Expo, you post all the stuff going on there, I just get kind of drained and worn out. And a lot of times in November, I'll just remove myself. I call it no social media November. They got the no shave November. Well, I'm not going to participate in that, of course, you know, because I do it all year long, right? So I've got a beard. I've been growing a beard for a long time now, if you guys don't know. But some guys participate in it, and that's cool. But my whole thing is no social media November. And I try to go through November without using social media very much at all. Sometimes I'll go the whole month without using it. Other times I may delete the apps or hop on every now and then, check things out, hop back off. But I try to be a little bit more intentional in those months. And so, anyways, I'm kind of getting off on something else right now. But I was just gonna share, like, You have your favorite brand, right? A lot of people do. I don't. I don't care what I run. I'm going to run the equipment that will make me some money. I don't care what brand it is. I've tried a lot of different brands. I have relationships with quite a few brands right now. I enjoy running their equipment. But ultimately, it comes down to I'm a full-time lawn care guy. And I'm trying to make money to provide for my family. And so if I can get a good deal over here, I'm going to run this type of equipment. If I feel like this brand over here is overpriced, or this piece of equipment's overpriced, then I'm not going to run that piece of equipment. One of my buddies, Aaron, over at Mowing in the Dark podcast, he had a... he was needing a new mower, and he was talking about different brands and all this stuff. And I said, honestly, man, I just felt like everybody's in a different spot, right? So what may work for one person may not be the best option for somebody else. And so I just, like, talked to him a little bit, and based on what he told me, I was like, man, you should really look at the Bradley mower. And you can ask Aaron what he thinks of it. He's ran it for a couple of seasons now, and so he has way more knowledge about that mower than I will ever have, because I haven't ran the mower. But just looking at the specs, looking at the price, I'm like, why don't you just go with the Bradley mower and try to keep your expenses down, try to generate some more profit, stack away some cash, you know. Everybody, you know, needs to focus on putting cash away, you know, and making profit and making money. But, you know, it doesn't matter to me what brand you run, what equipment you run, if you run Bad Boy, if you run Skag, Grasshopper, John Deere, Toro, Exmark, Ferris, Gravely, Wright, any of those brands. It does not matter to me. I would run any of those brands if it made sense. in that time of my business. You know, it's got to make sense. Got to be able to be profitable running the equipment and whatever makes sense. Hey, if I got a deal on a, you know, a $1,500 bad boy mower that was like new and I thought it could make me some money, I would try out that mower, man. I've never tried out a bad boy, but I've had friends that have ran the equipment, you know. Same thing with any other brand. I'm not, like, sold on any brand. I'm basically going to do what's best for me, the business, my family, all that stuff. And that's what the majority of people, that's where we should be, you know. I wouldn't be so sold on a brand. I would be more sold on profit and taking care of the family and all that, growing your business or whatever. I'm gonna have to pause this for a minute, man. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting all stopped up here. I'm gonna have to pause this, and I'll be right back with you guys. Alright guys, sorry about that. I think that'll work for now. Man, just got all this congestion going on. Anyways, talking about brands and talking about running equipment and all that stuff, I've seen a lot of, this happens a lot at Equip Expo, and I wish it wouldn't happen, because, you know, I've had equipment break, go down, I've complained about it. Basically, just showing you guys what can happen, you know, what can happen with equipment. What can happen, you know, if something's like a common problem or whatever. Just trying to put it out there so people will know and people will be able to help me figure it out, or maybe I can help somebody else figure it out if I get an answer, you know. So I have talked about different pieces of equipment. You know, the Ventrac, as you guys know, I love that machine, but I've had, you know, a few issues here and there with it. In the short amount of time that I've ran it. And not saying anything bad about Ventrac, because I think it's an amazing machine. It's made me a whole lot of money. I would buy one in a heartbeat again. But, you know, that's just equipment. You have equipment, it's going to mess up, it's going to break down, you're going to have issues with it. And so if I can just share the journey, the process of what's going on, you know, maybe I can help somebody out that has a similar piece of equipment or has had that problem happen to their, you know, unit or whatever. So anyways, just sharing with you guys like what's going on. But I'm gonna say this, as like a brand, like the last thing I want to hear a brand do is talk bad about someone else, you know, talk bad about another brand. And that's happening a lot with this one brand. I'm not gonna mention their name because that's kind of irrelevant, but I will say that, man, they're making some terrible choices. The people that they have working for them right now, they're just making some bad decisions, I feel like. Like I said, I don't feel like one brand should bash another brand. I feel like if your product is good, it'll speak for itself, people will buy it, and you know, promote your own brand instead of bad-mouthing other brands or putting other brands down. So it's gotten bad. It's gotten to the point where they've talked about other brands on social media. Just like, you know, they'll just name brands and just talk about them and bad-mouth them. It's gotten so bad that the other day, one of the brands that got bashed made a post and said, hey, this competitor thinks that our equipment is this, this, and this. Let me show you why it's not, or let me explain things further, you know. And so they didn't turn around and bash the other brand, but they did say, hey, this brand is bashing us, and here is the real truth. Here's the facts. Here's what's really going on. And so it's something else, man. It's a mess. You can go on this brand's social media pages, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and you'll just see like post after post after post of them bashing brands and bashing competitors. And just like unprofessional, man. It's so unprofessional. And there's been a few people that work for them that will hop on social media and they'll just start bashing other companies. And so, I don't know. It's gotten to the point where I'm just like, I'm done with it. I'm ready to just turn off social media, stop following these companies. Because that's just stuff I don't want to hear, man. It's like, if you think your brand is that, I can understand if you're working for a brand. Like here's the deal. I run a lawn care business. I've been doing it for 22 years. I've never once talked about any other lawn care business. You know, everybody starts somewhere. Some people are doing it part-time. Some people are trying to make just a little bit of extra money to provide for their family, help them out. Some people have bigger companies, way bigger companies than me. I feel like I'm a very small company in our area. But I just do, like, what I want to do. I just run my own race, and I'm not worried about everybody else. Like, everyone else has a place in this world. Everyone else has a place in this market. Everyone else has a place in this community, you know. I'm not trying to get every lawn. I'm not trying to take business away from other people that are trying to provide for their family. And so I just feel like these companies are trying to bash, badmouth, put down all these other different brands so that people will buy their stuff and people will dislike the other companies and other brands and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, high school ended a long time ago for me, so I'm like way past all this drama stuff and doing all this stuff to put everybody down and put the lawn care community down and put these brands down and all this and that. So saying all this because, I don't know, it's just something I've been thinking about, something I've seen. It's like daily now. It's like back and forth, back and forth. And so it comes to a point where I've unfollowed a lot of people over the years just because, you know, if they don't like the content that I'm putting out, like Phil, for instance, or Aaron, or Tony, any of these guys, like if they're putting out content that I don't agree with or don't like, I'm not going to go on their page and be like, you're an idiot, I can't believe you did this, I can't believe you're doing that. Why would you do this? Why would you do that? And people on social media, like I have friends that have big YouTube channels, big social media followings. And so I follow a lot of them, and I'll read through the comments sometimes, and it's like people will just bash them for like no reason. It's like, why would you spend your time on somebody else's page bashing them for whatever they're doing, you know? It's like, do your own thing, run your own race. I mean, I won't go on somebody else's page and say, man, you're an idiot for doing this. Man, you shouldn't have did it like that. You should have done it like this. Like, why would you go on someone else's page? And I've had people do that. I've had people come on my page and say, well, if you don't like this company, then you should get rid of it, or you should get rid of the brand, or you should get rid of the equipment, or you should do this, or you should do that. Just like telling me what to do. And I'm like, okay, thanks for the info. Didn't really ask for it. And, you know, if they continue that, like one time it's fine, you know, but if they continue, like, I've had people in the past, like, they told me I was shoving, like, Ventrac down their throat, and I'm like, it's the equipment that I'm using right now at the time. I'm making a lot of money with it. I'm just sharing what I'm doing, sharing the equipment that I'm using, sharing the jobs that I'm on, you know. And at that time, it was a lot of Ventrac work, so that's what I'm sharing. Right now, it's the autonomous mower, and it's maybe something else down the road, but it's like, I'm just sharing the lawn care life here in Missouri. That's all I'm doing. But some of these guys get so upset and so mad because it's not their favorite brand, or they feel like, I don't know, for whatever reason, they just think they need to bash you. So they'll get on there and they'll start commenting, start bashing you. And I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. But like I said, if it's one time, if they say it to me one time, I try to just ignore it. No big deal, you know. But if they continue repeating the same, like, post, the same comment on some of my posts, I just get to the point where I'm like, all right, ridiculous. This person is not gaining any value from my post. It's stressing them out so much they have to comment negatively and reply negatively on my post. You can see where they're frustrated, they're upset by the content that I put out. So why even follow them? Why are they even following me, you know, if they're not happy with any of the posts that I put out? So I'll just block them or unfollow or whatever you got to do. Just get it off of there, you know, and just kind of go on with it. I mean, if you don't like the content that somebody's putting out, just follow somebody else, you know. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, I don't like the content that this company is putting out, and I don't really want to unfollow them because I believe they have nice equipment. I believe they have, I've ran their equipment in the past, and I think it's nice equipment, but I don't like the way they're going about it. You know, it's like the whole, I'm not going to get into all the other stuff that, like, politically and just stuff that's going on right now. But you just see these companies and you just wonder why they choose to go the direction that they're going. And it's a big major turnoff for a guy like me running a lawn care business, trying to put in the hours, put in the work, try to make money, trying to provide for the family. Like, that's all I'm doing right now. I'm just trying to provide for the family, trying to run the equipment. I'm trying to, you know, make my life better, take care of my family, just all those things, you know. And so I'm not really worried about what piece of equipment I choose to run. So this company is so, like, wound up and worked up and so, like, I don't know, they're just so overboard with their brand. And they think every other brand's a piece of junk. And I've heard them say, I've heard them name like 4 or 5 other brands that I can think of off the top of my head. And they've bashed every one of them. And let's see, I'm trying to think if there is one company, I think, one brand that I use, I think, that they've bashed. But the majority of them have been brands that I've never used. So I can't really relate to the other brands. But either way, man, it's just, I've talked to several guys about it. I've talked to several people online about it. And just like, what's your thoughts? What's your take? Maybe it doesn't bother you. Maybe you think it's funny. Maybe you think it's them just, I don't know, just passionate about their brand or whatever. But for me, man, it's just a huge turnoff, a huge negative. And makes me just want to unfollow these brands. So that's what I'm thinking about today. That's what's going on. Hopefully, if you run a social media page, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, hopefully, you guys are smarter than that. I think you probably are. You know, if you don't like a brand, that's one thing. But don't continue to bash the brands and put them down and talk negatively about how your brand's better than somebody else's, you know. I don't think my brand here in town is any better than the majority of people here. Sure, I may do a little bit better quality work than some of them. Some of them may have better customer service than I do. Everybody's different, you know. Everybody has their pros, their cons. But to go out there and bash another lawn care company and say, man, why would you hire them whenever they do this or they do that, or I can do this better, or I can do that better. I don't know. It's just one of those things, man. That's what I'm thinking about today. So anyways, let me know your thoughts. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you think about these brands on social media just tearing other brands down. And I don't know, they're getting called out right now for it. So there's this company that they bashed and bashed. I guess they caught wind of it and saw the video, and now they've created a couple of replies to this brand bashing them. So it's kind of interesting how they're approaching it. I think it's much more professional than the way the other company bashed them so bad. But Anyways, yeah, that's where I'm at. I've had reps come to our local dealer here, and I've had them to bash other companies, and I have friends working for those other companies that they were bashing. And it's like, man, you know, come show your product. If you're interested in me, like, running your product, just show it to me and talk about it, but leave the other brands out. Like, there's two companies that want to work with me right now and want me to promote their brand, but I'm definitely not going to do it because I don't like the way they approach their, I don't like the way they approach their marketing. You know, it's not something I would do. So I don't feel like working with that company would make much sense on these two brands in particular, because these two brands are advertising, marketing a certain way. And I just feel like the way they're marketing and advertising, it is, I don't know, it's just not in the best interest. It's not something that I would, it's not the way I would market. So I don't think it makes sense to work with these companies. Now, if they change down the road, they get new marketing manager or people in place, maybe a little different, I don't know. But that's just the way it sits right now and what I feel, how I feel about it right now. But anyways, enough rambling on. That's my rant for today. I hope you guys are doing well. I've got some commercial properties to take care of today, so that's what I'll be doing. Moving a little slow, I'll be honest with you. Moving a little slow this morning. I have the Toro Revolution mower, which I don't even think I've talked about that yet. The local Toro distributor, they came down and delivered a Toro Revolution mower to me, so I have that mower now, and so you'll see that a little bit on the channel, on the Lawn Care Life in Missouri, on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. So if you want to see the Revolution mower, the battery power mower, run, check it out, you will be able to. It's a pretty cool mower. I used it a couple of years ago on, I don't know, I used it for about a week a couple of years ago, and I liked it, man. It had a lot of power. Runtime was good for me, and I enjoyed running it. So anyways, I've got that mower, Toro Revolution, Toro Grandstand Revolution, 52-inch in the back of my box truck. Then I have the Wright ZK Autonomous mower, and then I have the Ferris Z3X. So I'll be using all three of those today. You know, different mowers for different situations. I've got some steep hills. I think the Z3X is the best mower for the steep hills. It works really well, wide stance, low center of gravity, holds hills like a goat, and I think it works extremely well for that purpose, and that's what I'll be using it for today. I've got the ZK Autonomous mower in there. I've got a big commercial property that I'll use that mower on to mow either side of the office. It's got like a couple acres on each side, so it will do that while I use the Revolution, Toro Grandstand Revolution, up around the building while the people are working, so I don't disturb them as much, and they won't even know I'm there, probably. So using all three of these mowers in just a different situation. You know, each mower is not ideal for every situation, but if you got choices, you got options, you know, each mower is good in different situations. That's three different brands I just talked about. You know, I talked about the brand bashing and all that online, and I talked about how I don't have like a specific brand that I'm like sold on, because every different piece of equipment allows you to do different tasks easier, more efficient. The Grandstand is absolutely terrible on hills. I'll be the first to tell you that. Compared to like the Wright ZK and the Z3X. So if it's a ditch bank, if it's a steep hill, the Grandstand's not going on there. If it's a residential area or commercial property that I need to sneak in and out of, get the Revolution mower out. And then if it's a big, wide open area, get the ZK Autonomous mower out. So that's what I'm rolling with today, man. I've got to get some more of this green tea down me. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're having a good day. reach out to me, man, by email, thelawncarelife@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Send me a message, and if I don't get back with you, send me another one, because I check it all the time. I'm always on there, and so let me know where you guys are tuning in from, and let me know you heard the podcast. If you've made it this far in the podcast, let me know, man. Say, hey, I listened to your podcast. It was boring, but I stuck with you. I listened to it. Or maybe it's entertaining. It's keeping you entertained while you're out mowing all day long. That's what I like, man. I just like to hear everybody's story. I like listening to Phil over there at the Think Green podcast. I like listening to Evan at the Turf Nerds, Tony at the Lawn Care Talk. And I like to listen to Aaron Sutter, Mowing in the Dark podcast. Like to listen to all you guys, you know, just share your day or share what's going on or just whatever while I'm out working. It makes a day go by much more enjoyable. When I'm running, I used to run 3 miles every morning. I've kind of skipped out on that since I've been sick. But when I get out there and run, I'll turn on the podcast and I'll crank it up and listen to, you know, somebody's podcast and listen to their day and see what they're up to and all that stuff. And it's fun getting to know you guys a little bit more on your podcast. And hopefully you guys will get to know me a little bit more by me just putting some info out there and sharing a little podcast with you guys. But anyways, I'm going on and on. I got to get out here. I got to get to work. So have a good day, guys. Cameron with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Catch you in the next one. And as always, God provides.